Welcome to the May 19th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by the YRUU, the UUC High School Aged Youth Group. It is their annual bridging service, in which the high school seniors are bridged out of the YRUU and the eighth graders are welcomed in.
Good morning. And welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Isabella Burgoyne, and I'm happy to be leading worship with the members of the Young Religious Unitarian Universalists this morning.
I want to, first of all, just acknowledge that the young people who are leading our worship today are some of the most fantastic people you will ever meet. And I'll leave it to you to guess which ones went to prom last night and so might be a little tired today.
All right. So today's theme for the service is curiosity. And so we're going to ask you some questions later. But right now, we wanted to give you a chance for you to ask us some questions. And we're going to do that by the Great Sphinx, which is kind of like an improv game. So can some of you come up? And so the way it works is that somebody from the audience is going to ask us a question, and we will give you an answer collectively. So if anyone would like to ask us a question.
What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life?
Meaning of life is to
always
respect
all
people
and
things
because
they
are
nice.
Period.
Would anyone else like to ask a question?
Why should young people be optimistic in these times?
Okay. So if you didn't hear that, the question was, why should people be young people be optimistic in these times? Young
should be optimistic in this time?
Because...
There
is
no
way to fix. Everything without
hope.
Yay!
Okay. Do you like one more question from the audience?
Over there?
Oh, wait, yeah, the question was, what is the best life lesson to learn, right? Yeah. The
best life
lesson
to learn
is
to acknowledge
the
positivity
and
uniqueness
of
the entire world.
Hi, I'm Zoe. This month's theme is curiosity, and we're curious about what it was like when you were getting ready to graduate from high school. What were you curious about? In a moment, we're going to ask you to talk to your neighbors about what you were thinking as youth. Think back to when you were our age. What were you most scared of? What surprised you the most? What did you think your life was going to be like? What were you curious about? Let's take a few moments to share.
So, in a few moments, we're going to pass around a microphone if any of you would like to share something that you've discussed and with us.
We all three thought our life would be quite linear. We knew the steps and we were quite assured, and that isn't what happened.
I think that Monty and I were in very different places, but we both acknowledged the support of our families as being the key to our ability to ask the questions and to do what we did those few years.
It was widely believed that we would all end up in perdition because we were just tremendously enthused by rock and roll.
Well, I graduated in 2002, so the world I grew up in versus the world I moved into college in were completely different, and I think that's something that this generation is experiencing with the acknowledgement of what climate change is. The world you grew up in versus the world that you're going to grow up into are going to be very different.
So we were discussing that most people don't end up doing what they graduated from college in, which kind of gives you an indication of that you just don't know. And the world is changing so quickly. I think the most important thing is that you're asking the question, what are you curious about? Because that's the most important thing. And it's easy to miss the voice inside of yourself saying, oh, this is what I'm interested in, and maybe be overwhelmed by all the choices. My two older daughters know exactly what they want to do. They've known for several years. They're graduating this month from high school. Their younger sister is like, I'm a freak. I don't know what I want to do. And I'm like, sweetie, that's perfectly normal. And she has lots of interests. So now is the time to think about all your interests and explore those. And as you go through the world, you'll be like, oh, that's right. I was interested in that. Maybe I should explore that.
So we were talking about how when we were graduating from high school, we were worried about war, we were worried about human rights, and we were worried about the environment.
All right, let's have one more person.
So when I graduated high school, I was not curious about anything because I was very burned out. So if you get to a point in your life where you lose your curiosity because you're pushing yourself way too hard or have unrealistic expectations, figure out why that is, because it's not good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom.
Okay. We will now have a song performed by Riley Bloomer.
Yeah, hi, I'm one of the bridging seniors. This song, it's called Marsh Witch Vision by the Mountain Goats. In the program, it says this is a meditation. I don't really know about that, but it definitely exemplifies what it's like to begin a next chapter of the life, so yeah.
Break into shiny storefronts up and down the avenue. Do 6 months for burglary, get a fresh tattoo. Dad buys a PA system, I invite some friends around. Just some guys I know from town. All the normal things to do around here just bore me. What is this I see before me? Job about the slaughterhouse, hammer in hand, happy on the weekends, sing with my band, and then one day we're bound for Denmark, one change of clothes and toe, so let's go, When the spirit moves within you, how can you resist the call? I love you all.
So thank you so much for all of your advice. I'm going to read out, we got a lot. So I'm going to read out some of them, and then the rest of them we're going to give to the seniors to read later. So the first one is, live knowing that you are lovable and loved. Second is, be careful with your credit or debit card, but have fun. Take care of your teeth. Give time to others, but don't forget to give time to yourself, too. Shop at Aldi. Lowest prices. Good for poor college/grad student. Find a reason to smile on every day, even if it's only because your pillow is extra soft or your coffee is the perfect temperature.
Nice.
Always have the courage to stand up for what is right and just. Congrats, my young friends. Everyone else is as knowledgeable and as clueless as you are. It's okay to change your mind. Don't be afraid to say no, but say yes when you want to. Think before you talk. Do something to improve and protect our environment. Be patient with yourself. Find the quiet center deep within you and visit often. Create structure for yourself. Spend as little time on your phone as possible. Let no one else tell you what you should or must be or do. Trust yourself, you and only you, with the support of true friends and a strong moral compass, know. It gets better. Even if life is good now, just wait. Just be yourself. Just follow your heart. It usually knows the way. It gets so much better from here. Always listen to what your heart is telling you. Most of the time, it does have a lesson to teach. Kindness is free and a powerful tool. Spread kindness to everyone, including yourself. And always choose love over fear.
Thanks. Hi, again. I'm Riley. So we're going to just share some stories and some reflections. I vividly remember the first time I ever came to a YRUU function. It was eighth grade, and I was invited to the coffee house to perform. Even though at the time I was not a member of the youth group here, I was immediately welcomed by a group of fun and loving teenagers. I immediately gained wonderful friends that encouraged me to join the group next year, my first year of high school. I did, of course, and returned in the fall to find exactly what I left, a pack of energetic, creative, open-minded friends who would soon turn into my family. The awareness of being welcomed, accepted, and wanted has never wavered here. From the moment I introduced myself at my first meeting to standing in front of you now at my last, these people, this congregation, and this place has supported me through thick and thin and taught me so much about people, friendship, and love, whether it be for oneself or someone else. There's a saying in my family that is, find the people that will love you when you are even not yourself. I'm content in stating that I have fulfilled that prophecy. I know many people that say you are lucky if you can find one really amazing friend in your life, but somehow, with the people sitting behind me, I have found many. So I would like to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to laugh, letting me cry, and thank you for allowing me to be authentically myself. Thank you for being my friends, and thank you for making my senior year the best year of my entire life thus far. The love I feel from each and every one of you is what keeps me inspired, happy, and fulfilled. The 4 years of high school I have been attending youth group here has been a wonderful ride. Like most people, I did a lot of my growing up in high school, and I'm sure I will feel the same way about university. I cannot imagine what it's going to be like living in a new place, meeting all new people, and completely changing my life at VCU, and not being able to come here at the end of every week and rant about the ups and downs and the craziness of life, And what do most people do on Sunday nights? Because I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to be doing on Sunday evenings from approximately 5:30 to 8:30, but I suppose I'll figure that out on my own. While touring VCU a few months ago, I was almost sure it was the college I wanted to attend, but something felt missing. So my mom, my dad, and I took a short drive to one of the UUCs in Richmond, and were promptly greeted by a group of women who were super excited to see me. I hope I will find a family there as wonderful as the one I have found here. So instead of being able to come here every week and talk about my life and the joys and maybe the inconveniences that exist within it, I will take all the lessons I have learned here and go about my life keeping them by my side and keeping one of each of you in my mind. So again, thank you for listening, teaching, and giving me an endless supply of true friendship. I will remember all of your vibrant personalities as I set off into the next chapter of my life, and I will see you all again very soon. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Samuel. I'm one of the seniors here, and let me just pull up what I'm going to read real quick. So I've been coming to this church for about 5 years now. I moved out here in 2014. It's been some of the best 5 years of my life, to say the very least. Met some amazing people. So let me just pull up. I'm going to read it. I wrote this poem called A Simple Act of Kindness. I thought I might read it, because why not? Let me just move this a little bit. A simple act of kindness can stop a million tears. A little hug can give so much joy. A letter now and then to someone can save so many wasted years. We should hold every moment precious and help as many as we can. With a simple act of kindness every now and then, the world would be a better place. If we all cared a little more, imagine how many smiling faces would greet us at the door. If we extended that helping hand with a simple act of kindness, that could be spread across many lands. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.
A list of things I am not going to miss about high school. Getting up before the sun rises, the heavy dread of procrastination, obsessively checking PowerSchool to see if the grade for the test I didn't study for has been put in yet, teachers who don't think we can tell what busy work is, those kids who walk at half a mile per hour down the hallway, and then, of course, those kids who take the hall pass and then, like, disappear for, like, half of class so nobody else can leave and just proceed to wander the halls. It's insane. Okay, so, though, the thing about high school, the thing about life, I guess, is that it is what you make it. If it were just a matter of doing the things expected of me, you know, getting up, doing homework, getting good grades, life would be miserable. I wouldn't feel sad about the things I have to leave behind. Competitively playing Tetris with my friends in English when we finish the work early, the different kinds of music some of my teachers play when we do independent work, the familiar view of the tree-painted mountains you can see out the window of the physics room. In autumn, they look like they're on fire. Half ironically playing word association games at my table at lunch. And then, of course, youth group. Superficially, youth group is cool because you get to meet new people, rant to them about your problems once a week, and then play miscellaneous games for the rest of the meeting. Also, there are snacks. In the end, though, it becomes a lot more. High school is both amazing and terrible, and youth group is stability when it's hard to find in your day-to-day life. Getting people to talk about your drama that aren't part of that drama, who are also held under confidentiality, is liberating and empowering. And also just the sense of community that's kind of built in the youth group is insane. Like, I've never felt something like that before, even with some of my close friends. And partially it's just because we're all different. Like, a lot of us probably wouldn't know each other as well as we do if we didn't have the space to come together. But because we do, we've met some truly amazing people. We've had some truly amazing moments, and it's beautiful. You get to not be alone growing up when that's kind of a difficult, scary thing in your life. Anyways, those are the things that made me happy and thus make me sad to leave behind. They made my high school, so they're going to make my nursing home. There's a quote by an author that I hadn't actually heard before. I hadn't heard of the author before I started looking up inspirational quotes on the internet. His name is B.J. Niblett, and the quote is, "We are the sum total of our experiences." Those experiences, be they positive or negative, make us the person we are at any given point in our lives. And like a flowing river, those same experiences and those yet to come continue to influence and reshape the person we are and the person we become. None of us are the same as we were yesterday, nor will we be tomorrow. My point is that, yes, it's melodramatic, but my life is going to completely change after I leave for college, and there's comfort in knowing that it's always been changing, that this isn't the end of everything I know, because all I know, all anyone truly knows, the only constant, is change. Let's pretend that sentence made sense. Truth be told, I've never been all that good at letting things go. Maybe it's a trap, the most insidious prison of them all, but I'm really happy with my life right now. I say as I cry. I spent all of high school wanting it to be over, and now that it's finally ending, I don't feel like I'm ready for it to end. You know, I don't think I'm ready to leave school or leave these people or just, you know, the way my life is right now. And then, of course, that's probably for the best, because as I've already mentioned, I'm only sad because I have things to miss. I'm trying to be optimistic, though. I really am. If life is just a collection of experiences, how cool is it to go out and get some new ones? I'm really looking forward to what will be the literal adventure of my lifetime.
Thanks. All right, so I'd like to read a few words about each of the people bridging today, Allie, Sam, and Riley. They include a little about the person and some reflections that we've collected from the youth and advisors here and put together. So I'll start with Allie. Allie is a senior at Blacksburg High School, and she'll be attending Christopher Newport next year. She's known as a calm, confident, and persuasive leader. She reaches out and eagerly welcomes people. One person mentioned that although she felt shy at the first middle school youth group meeting, Allie took her hand and said, "Do you want to spin?" And before that person knew what she meant, suddenly, the two of them were spinning around the room, laughing hysterically. And that's Allie, creative, keenly observant, and she knows when to reach out, when to listen, and when to say, "Okay, what game should we play?" Allie is a highly reflective and insightful person, and one person she said, she's deep in a fun way.
Okay, next up is Sam. I've known Sam since middle school. I'm pretty sure we did coming of age together. He graduated from Christiansburg High School and is starting at New River Community College next fall. One constant about Sam is his always upbeat attitude. One person said if something happened to Sam that wasn't ideal, he always looked on the bright side. Definitely a glass half full kind of person. He also has a good sense of humor, adds funny commentary, and appreciates jokes and laughter. Sam is also very empathetic of others. He's good at counseling other people and being there for others. He asks good questions and connects to people's stories. Multiple advisors said how much Sam grew as a person over these 4 years, one adding, "His personal growth is a testament to his strength and his courage."
So I will be reading about Riley. Riley has become one of my closest friends over these past couple years, and it's all due to UU. I think the first time I really connected with her was at a camping trip for the Unitarian congregation, and we've been best friends ever since. Riley is graduating from Radford High School this year, and she will be attending VCU in the fall. And she's looking forward to new adventures next year. If you meet Riley, you can tell her that it's authentic. That's who she is. She's talented, and she's dynamic, and she's a natural leader. Her style gives everyone a comfortable feeling, and she shares her thoughts and her feelings always, even if they're funny or meaningful, and she always tells you her stories about everything. It's a good model for all of us. Also, if you don't know, Riley is highly creative and artistic. It showed in her music, her theater involvement, and her personal style, as well as her new ideas for the youth group. Her passion for social justice helped us think more about putting YRUU values into them, and for that we're very grateful. I think I speak for all of us in saying that we will miss each and every one of you. You've made YRUU a home for all of us, and it won't be the same without you. But you are still a part of our group and a part of us. So come visit and know that we will always be there for you. We are excited for your next adventures, whatever they will be, because we know that you'll make the world a better place like you did here. Thank you.
So, over the past year, five of our eighth grade youth have undergone our year-long coming-of-age program, paired with adult mentors who helped each youth to investigate their personal spirituality, and led by our facilitator, Victoria Taylor. So I'd like to invite these youth and their mentors to come up now with us. Ben Hager and his mentor, Mark Benson. Zoe Lyman. Zoe's mentor, Margo Walter, couldn't be here today. And Hannah Nguyen and her mentor, Jane Keppel Benson. And also in the program, but not with us today, are Abby Black and her mentor, Lisa Mackey, and Maeve Rensberger and her mentor, Molly McClintock. So during the program, our youth were encouraged to develop a greater sense of what they believe through discussion and activities. And sometimes we challenged their thinking, sometimes we aided them in furthering their own ideas. Also, they all participated in projects that gave back to our congregation and our community. And at the end of the year, each one developed a personal credo or statement of belief and perspectives developed over the year, and they shared those with each other at last month's bonfire. So today is not an ending, but it's a recognition of the beginning of their individual spiritual searching and search for personal truth. And for them, it also marks the ending of Children's RE and their bridge to YRUU.
So thank you, all of you, for participating. And I want to share with you and the congregation some words from William Ellery Channing, a great UU, historical UU, Unitarian. The great end in religious education is not to stamp our minds upon the young, but to stir up their own. Not to see them with our eyes, but to look inquiringly and steadily with their own. Not to give them a definite amount of knowledge, but to inspire a fervent love of truth. Not to form an outward regularity, but to touch inward springs. Not to bind them by ineradicable prejudices to our own particular sect or peculiar notions, but to prepare them for impartial, conscientious judging of whatever subjects might be offered for their decision. Not to burden their memory, but to quicken and strengthen the power of thought. Not to impose religion upon them in the form of arbitrary rules, but to awaken the conscious, the moral discernment. In a word, the great end is to awaken the soul to excite and cherish spiritual life.
Ben, Zoe, and Hannah, you are of our hearts, but you are also of your own dreams, your own insights, and efforts and vision. We hope that we may continue to guide you, but we also hope that you will guide us with your own clear insights, your own inspired choices. We honor the person you are and the person you are becoming, and the world you will shape through the years to come.
So these are your eighth graders. They're now entering YRUU. But before I turn them over to y'all, I would like to just thank each one of you for the really deep work that you did this year. And I have been a mentor in the past to a wonderful young man, and I think y'all beat me by $1 million. So you were great mentors and great students in trusting your mentors. And so now, youth, it's time for you to say goodbye to your mentor and join these mentors. Your peers.
So I'm going to invite all the seniors graduating from high school and their parents to come forward and line up on the chalice, or on the chancel, not on the chalice. And at this point, I invite all of those who are 18 to 35 years old and any other adults who are lifelong UUs to stand in the back of the sanctuary. So if you're a quarter-lifer or if you're a lifelong UU, then please go stand in the back there. So, seniors, you get to turn around and look at me. You have to come up here. In just a few moments, you will cross an imaginary bridge, the symbol of your passage from youth to young adulthood. But first, the rose. So if you were here last week, you know that we gave out roses at our child dedication, and we always take the thorns off of those roses because we want to protect them from all of life's hardships. And we also don't want their parents to be upset with us. The buds are a symbol of life whose mysteries unfolding we, just as they, will experience petal by petal. The thornless stems are a reminder of our fervent desire to protect the children of our congregational family and to smooth the journeys of their unfolding lives. Now, these seniors are at the other edge of adolescence, and it is fitting once more to present them with roses, symbols of beauty and the promise of your lives. So I invite the parents to come and take take a rose, but be careful because some of them do have thorns, and present them to your child because they're still your child. There you go. This time, however, the stems are not stripped of the thorns. At least some of them are not, because I poked myself when I bought them yesterday. This time we mean to give a real and true rose, thorns included. For we cannot pretend to hold away the hurts and dangers of adulthood any more than we can keep these buds from opening. You yourselves must handle these roses with care, for no one else can do it for you. But while we are not able to protect you, we urge you with confidence to not shrink from it, but to engage it fully. Dangers and all. We are confident that through the years you have gained many of the tools you will need to protect yourself from life's trauma. An expert gardener, after all, wears these. You can't see them. Gloves. No matter how many years of experience they have had, being careful never to confuse familiarity with immunity to hazards. The protective gear you will need for this passage are the things we hope you have learned here and from your parents. Values and principles by which to live wisely and responsibly. Decision-making skills and the knowledge of how to think for yourselves. The heritage of the right of conscience and the need to act on what conscience demands. And the support of your religious community. Your loving religious community, in which to test and refine the possible directions of your lives. Of course, even with gardening gloves, you will experience pain. And for this, we offer what every parent knows is best, Band-Aids. When you do face hard times, know that your church community loves you and cares for you and will help you bandage your wounds so that they may heal. So grasp the rose of young adulthood with great confidence and hope. Thorns and all. We will be with you always, and we celebrate this passage you are about to make. Now we are going to form a bridge. And I forgot to tell the young adults, everyone, as you come forward, make sure you bring an order of service because there are words to speak. And so parents, if you don't have your order of service, go back and get them quickly. Sorry. I invite those who have played a role in the lives of these young people to come up front and begin forming a bridge. And I would like to start with Karen Hager, our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, for all of the work that she has done to make this program possible. I invite now all the advisors who have worked with these young people to form the bridge. If you were a buddy of one of these people when they were young, please join the bridge. If you taught them RE classes, join the bridge. Parents, you get to stay up front here. You're the first part of the bridge. If you taught them OWL, if you mentored them through coming of age, if you worked with them in Why Are You You? Now let's fill in the bridge with everyone who has supported their time here by attending a coffee house. If you attended a coffee house, join the bridge. If you bought bake sale goodies, join the bridge. If you have appreciated the sermons that they have given to us, join the bridge. If you are just happy and proud to see them move on to the next stage of their lives, please join the bridge. You who are bridging today have grown beyond what you once were. With each new day and each new experience, you learn more about yourself. You learn more about yourself, your world, and your faith. Your past will serve you well on your journey. We gather today to honor you at this transformative time in your lives. Why Are You You, youth? Please rise and read the words in the order of service. Got them? Look at your classmates. Turn around and look this way. Ready? We honor
the gifts you have brought to you, community, and the sorrow we feel as it's parting. For your gifts of fellowship and joy and friend memories we will always cherish, we give you thanks. As we give you over to your future, we give you our blessing, and we pledge to you our support in growing into it. We honor you at this transformative time.
Now turn to your parents, and parents, if you will read the words in the order of service.
We honor the gifts you have brought to our family, the excitement we feel at watching you venture forth into this next chapter of your life. For all that you are and all that you will become in years ahead, we give thanks. And we witness and participate in this transition, we give you our blessing, and we pledge to you our support and love. We honor you at this transformative time.
And now, after giving a hug to your parents, it's time for you to cross this symbolic bridge where you will be welcomed by the young adults. Young adults and lifelong EUs, if you will read the next lines.
We honor the gifts you bring to the young adult community and the joy we feel that is welcoming. We are grateful for your individuality and for the love you bring and the anxieties you share. We bless you now as you grow into who you are, and we pledge to you our support and the future of your dreams. May you guide and love us.
The congregation, please read together. We honor the life you bring to our community and the ways in which you help us to grow. We bless you now as you take your place beside us, and we pledge to you our support as you seek your way on your own path. May you find among us allies as well as friends, that you may grow in mind and body and spirit. We honor you at this transformative time. And everyone except the new young adults, together. Today we come together to recognize the transition from youth to young adulthood. It is a blessing to share the sorrow of leaving the past, as well as the excitement of embracing the future. We pledge to one another to be in community, fully and openly, with all the blessings and responsibilities such an effort brings.
and to move together into the future of this, our Unitarian Universalist faith. We honor this transformative time in our lives.
I invite you to reach out and hold the hand of someone near you, or a shoulder or an elbow. This is our new prophetic voice. These are the people who are leading into our future. I think we're in good hands. Amen, and blessed be. Go in peace.